Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I love you like salt. I love you like salt. How many times have you said that in the last week? Or the last month? I haven't either. But it was probably much more common in ancient times. Because back then, salt and the metaphor of salt had deep, deep meaning and symbolism. So we all know that in food, salt is an enhancer and a preservative, and not intended to be consumed alone, except in children's hour. Now, if you're under the care of a cardiologist, I will totally deny having any reference, or even let alone an entire sermon, about salt. You see, the metaphor for salt is that external nature of God's covenant with Israel. It's that agreement between God and her people. And as a preservative, salt is that loyalty, that friendship that is sealed with salt because its essence doesn't change. So that's pretty big. We've got covenant and agreement and essence. So to say I love you like salt would indicate a true and deep bond. You are salt of the earth means you have an indispensable quality, and that quality doesn't stand alone. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in the Gospel of Matthew and in ancient Israel that led to this text. It's a time of great transition. There's great conflict, and Jesus' authority is in question. Foreigners are trying to discredit the Jewish community. And there's uncertainty about the future, and people are throwing around this word apocalypse. And within that, there's a lot of fear. And that fear is leading to violence, intimidation, and selfishness. There's theological and social tension. Does any of that sound familiar? So what's happening in ancient society and our contemporary society today is counter to Jesus' message. Jesus doesn't condone violence, intimidation, selfishness. You are salt. You, salt, cannot stand alone. Salt, you, is inherent in discipleship for being in covenant with one another. For you, or salt, an authentic life cannot be concealed. You are salt, you are salty, and Jesus is pushing our buttons. Because, friends, this is not the compliment that we think it is. This is not a pat on the back. J- Jesus is saying, with salt comes responsibility and accountability to know how necessary we are. So I have a personal practice of setting my intentions every day. So for me, it's about in the morning looking at my day and writing down things that will remind me of how I want to show up in the world. So usually I would pick average three, maybe four, depending on my day, things to set my intentions. And they go something like this. Be courageous. Don't be small. Don't judge. Be patient. Show love. Remember to breathe. And you are enough. Things like that, and they varied widely. It could have been more. So I do this as a form of prayer, as a way of inviting the Holy Spirit into my day and helping me show up into what is going on in my day. So folks knew that I did this, and they could ask me what my intentions were. So I'd write them down on a post-it note and put them in my pocket, or I'd put them in my planner. And my practice has changed over the years. So I don't write them down on paper anymore. Now I write them on my wall. So you know those stencils that you can put on your walls that have inspirational sayings on them? So I was at a parishioner's house the other day, and hers said, "Miracles happen every day." Well, the stencil I have says, "Be amazing today." And it says, "Be amazing today," because I love you like salt wasn't available. The reality is, it says, "Be amazing today," is because I'm not amazing every day. I don't feel like being amazing. Right now, I am so upset with how we treat each other in this country. I'm frustrated with our country leadership. All of them, not just some. And I'm upset because they are salt of the earth too. And they're losing their saltiness. The reality is our institutions are threatened and need preserving. I think you get my point. Setting my intentions is my way of rising above those behaviors that I don't condone. As salt of the earth, or also known as be amazing today, I know this. That the divine covenant symbolized by salt means this. We are in relationship with God. And that looks different every day. Whether in struggle or in triumph, we are here for purposes beyond ourselves and for ourselves. We are in relational bond with one another. We are in relational bond with this congregation. And we have indispensable qualities that would be missed if we weren't present. This is the invisible nature of a covenant. And in the United Church of Christ, the covenant is the founding principle of how we are with one another. It's not a contract. It's not an agreement to do something. It involves the heart, and it's an expression of an intimate relationship. And that involves growing personally and spiritually. And I say that because my magic wand just doesn't work. I can't do it. It's not there. There's not a magic wand that will free us all from whatever it is that we're going through. But the nature of salt in our covenant says we can do this together. Jesus is pushing our buttons to do that, to remind us that being salty is who we are. It's not about trying harder to be salty, but it is to believe and live out our faith, our covenant with each other and the church, to not stand alone, and certainly not to contain it. We need each other. We never truly know the impact of a hug, a smile, a kind word, or anything with someone sitting right next to you. This is not a rule of life, but an enhancer of life. Because having skin in the game is about having influence and caring about the outcome. You are salt of the earth. You just are. This is Jesus trying to encourage us, inspire us, and exhort us to the challenges of life so we don't miss how necessary we are. Think of it like this. Jesus didn't say to the Israelites, go home, give up. Jesus didn't say, be passive, this will just pass. This is what is Jesus talking to all of us, the disenfranchised. Jesus is saying, you have power. Don't give it up. We must claim or reclaim who we are. These six words are deep and meaningful. I don't have all the answers, but I know this. Plymouth is a gift to the world. Plymouth is here so we don't have to stand alone. The world needs people within Plymouth. That is our essential element. And Jesus is pretty specific here. You. For being salty is not an option. For you, being alone is not an option. Let us use salt to stimulate our thirst, our energy for covenant, for each other, and for this church, so we are not standing alone. Let's live into the essence of, I love you like salt. I love you like salt. Amen.